2 months after Beijing introduced the new smoking ban, local authorities describe the control efforts as satisfactory. However, they are confronted with a shortage of personnel. There are more than 4 million smokers in the city, but only around 1,000 law enforcement personnel to police the anti-smoking ban. Zhang Jianshu, head of Beijing Association on Tobacco Control, says they are now recruiting volunteers to support the smoking ban. Nearly 10,000 people have registered online.
They are from all walks of life. We previously predicted that most of them will be retired people. The youngest one is only 14 years old, while the oldest 81.
Zhang Jianshu adds, the registration system is still open to the public. Those registered will receive training before they start working.
We plan to set up a network to cover all the volunteers in different enterprises and institutions. Volunteers will not only file complaints but also handle them. We will forward complaints related to their own workplaces to them.
Among the registered volunteers are some senior anti-smoking activists. A woman surnamed Liu is one of them.
At first, those smokers were unwilling to accept our persuasion, but later they would say thanks to us. The process, changing from rejection to acceptance, makes us feel warm, and so do they.
Mei Hongguang, Vice Director of Beijing Patriotic Public Health Campaign Committee, calls on more people to join the team to stop smokers from lighting up.
We have 1.8 million enterprises and institutions in Beijing, and more than 4 million smokers. Based on those huge figures, a smoking ban in the city is an unprecedented job. Before June 1st, many people doubted whether we could make it or not. Now, 2 months have passed, everybody has seen the progress.
The committee is now soliciting designs for an anti-smoking badge. Volunteers will wear the newly designed badges to identify themselves in the future. For CRI, I'm Wang Wei.